Baie welkom weer by ons weeklikse getuienisprogram Draaipunt. Baie dankie dat jy tyd maak om in te skakel 9:00 op 'n Vrydag aand. Ons waardeer dit. Onthou Draaipunt word weer uitgesaai Sondagmiddag 5:30. As jy 'n getuienis het, moenie vergeet om my daarvan te laat weet nie. Stuur net vir my 'n SMS na 32716. Dit kos R1. Of 'n WhatsApp 0844104104. En dan deel ons ook jou getuienis met ons luisteraars. By my in die ateljee vandag het ek 'n sprankelende jong vrou. Sy is 'n model, sy lyk soos 'n model, maar sy het 'n verhaal wat jou hartsnare gaan roer. So Jo, to you today, welcome. And thank you for taking time out to come and share your testimony with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much, Lorraine. I have just seen God's hand over my life. My name is Jolene Natasha Pillay. Everyone just calls me Jo. And yes, at Easter, I look very young for my age.
You do. You do. You know, Jo, for some people, their journey in life is a very smooth one. And we know the saying, they are born with a silver spoon. But that's not to be for all of us, me included, and you yourself. So where does your journey start?
So I'm originally born in East London. My mother was colored. My father was Indian. They had me at a late age. My mother was 40. My father was 44 years old. My mother only knew she was pregnant with me at 7 months.
Wow.
And both of them were struggling. They barely had much. We were financially down and out. Literally, we had nothing. Physically, emotionally, both my father and my mother. I had two sisters, both my elder sisters, and I'm the last Lamaki in the family. And every single year on my birthday, my mother would say, "You were a mistake, but God knew what he was doing, my child.
Oh, wow.
What would I have done without you?"
Now, with me in the studio today, I've got Jo Pillay. When I look at you, Jo, I see this wonderful, sparkling young girl. Beautiful, really. And I can understand if you have a surprise baby at age 40, it must be quite a shock. But when your mother told you God had a plan with your life, did it play out that way?
It wasn't easy, but it was so worth it. If I had to redo my whole life, I wouldn't change anything. And one day when my children hear this, I will tell them I don't have any regrets because it had to happen. I don't believe there's any coincidence. There's no such a thing as chance or accidents in this world. Nothing just happens.
Amen.
And so my mother raised me along with my father, and my elder sister asked my mother and my father, "Who's going to look after the baby?" Because she was 18 years old at the time. And my father said to her, "You are. Your mother and I are both old and we're both sick. You're going to look after the baby." And ever since I've been born, my elder sister is still like a second mother to me. She still is there for me and my two daughters, and as well as my middle sister. And so growing up, there was always, I always felt different. I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't look like my sisters. I don't act like my sisters. I'm the only one that's tall, that's skinny. I'm the only one that has black beauty spots on my face. My sisters don't have it. I'm the only one that does not like cooking. I always joke with people and I tell them I must marry a man that can cook for me. I'm the only one that has daughters. Both my sisters have sons. I couldn't understand it, and I'm the only one that has a colored squeaky accent. There was just something different about me. And so I figured, and I used to like writing, and people used to tell me, "Oh, you write so well." So I thought, let me just write a book. And when I write, I've written and published 10 article testimonies. And when I write love letters to God, he replies back to me in dreams. So I thought there must be something different about me. And it's ironic because everybody calls me Jo. And my real name is Jolene, which I don't like because people like to tease me with the song.
Yeah, Jolene. Jolene.
So I never tell people my real name. But when Googled, Jolene is derived from Joseph. And Joseph means he shall increase. And my mother always used to call me Joey. She's the only one that calls me that. And when I Google what Joey means, it means Jehovah shall increase.
Oh, amen to
that. And it's so ironic because in the Bible, it says Rachel's son's name was Joseph. And so I thought, what better title to name my book than Joe as Joseph? And also because Joseph was separate. He was ordained. He was set apart. He was orchestrated, sanctified. Apart from his brothers, and I feel like that.
Joe as Joseph. What a wonderful title for a book. Joe, having grown up actually with your elder sister as a mother, did that make you more independent in a way? Because life happens, and then some people can weather the storms better than others. Does it make you more independent?
Everybody used to think, because they were so old, people used to think that they are my grandparents. But I used to tell them I'm the Latlamiki. And just like Joseph, I was my parents' favorite child. I loved my parents so much, and they loved me so much.
And your elder sister, did she have a big influence in your life?
Oh, yes, definitely. Both of them. But they are not my mothers. You know, I love my mother so much. And when I was 12 years old, I came home from school the one day, and my mother told me she had cancer. I just remember crying and holding my parents. And I just said, I love you both so much. Please, please don't leave me. I love you both so much. Don't leave me. And my mother had cancer 5 times in her lifetime.
Wow.
So, in the month before my 16th birthday, I was just 15 years old, my father died. So, it was just me and my mother. She was my best friend. She was my role model.
Was his death unexpected, Joe?
Yes, he was old, like I said, and he had a lot of sicknesses.
Mm.
So, like I said, I love my parents so much, and I was the favorite, just like Joseph. So, I spoke at both my parents' funerals. I was only 15 years old when my father died. Losing my father was bad. It took me a long time to get over it. But losing my mother, it was 1,000 times worse.
How old were you when your mother died?
2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I was 30 years old, just like Joseph, 30 years old when he began the new chapter in his life. At the time, I just remember crying, you know, it was just so heartfelt for me because I divorced my ex-husband 4 months after the death of my mother.
Wow.
I was unemployed. And a single mother.
With 2 daughters.
With 2 small children.
Wow.
And God just turned my whole life around. I remember on my mother's deathbed, I just screamed, Lorraine, I screamed. And I said, please give me a sign. Give me something to show me that you're always going to be with me. And even though we cannot talk to the deceased, but both my daughters can see my mother. Both my daughters, they can see angels and experience visitations from the spiritual realm.
Now, Joe, being without your mother and your father with 2 little girls, a lot of women will buckle under that load. And you said that's where your new chapter began. Tell us about your new chapter, and then let's speak about the book that you're writing.
I just recently wrote and published a book. It's called Joe as Joseph, as I mentioned. And God has also blessed me with a permanent job where people appreciate me. And I'm also a model. And God has blessed me and both my daughters with modeling contracts.
Wow.
That's indefinite.
Oh, wow.
And I've just recently wrote the book, Joe as Joseph. And also, God has given me a partial bursary to complete my bachelor degree in theology in my calling of ministry.
How awesome is that? Now, if somebody is listening to us today, it can be a single father, a single mother. It can be somebody who's really going through a storm. You've weathered that storm with the help of God. So what advice do you have for someone like that?
I know some things are out of our control, but it's also because of you. We all have a free will choice. And the enemy had me trapped. He had me hook, line, and sinker. But as soon as I became faithful, obedient, and submissive to the will of God, I have seen his hand upon my life. So I'm asking anybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, I'm going to tell you what my mother always used to tell me. I can quote scripture, but nothing's going to compare it to my mother's words. I wish you Jesus, for if you have Jesus, you have everything. And all the struggling and suffering cannot even compare to the glory that will one day be revealed. And God gets the glory out of my story. It's nothing of me.
You know, Joe, there's no better way to end the story than to say, I wish you Jesus. Now someone says, but where can I meet this Jesus?
You start at your local church. Contact a pastor or a friend or, you know, a spiritual leader, a family friend. Try to get connected. I can also, if I would like to also acknowledge my church, the Supernatural Church of Jesus Christ. There is nothing I could ever say or do to thank the many people in my life that have poured and prayed your love and support into my life. May God bless you exceedingly abundantly above and beyond more than you could ever think or ask. It's not about religion. It's a relationship. You are in a covenant relationship with the Lord. So start at John. Read your Bible. Start at John. Put your name in there. For God so loved Lorraine. For God so loved Joe. That he gave his only son that we may not perish or suffer, but that we may have everlasting life. My children, Ava and Gia. My sisters, Judy and Vali. Prophetess Joylene, Prophetess Ladis, Apostle Adrian, Pastor Enver, Pastor Lee, Pastor Nanda, Willem, Anusha, Bianca, all my mother's friends, all my mother's family, I just want to say thank you and God bless you.
Amen. Joe, thank you so much for coming into the studio today. Can't wait to see your book when it's published and we'll speak about that again. So thank you for that. God bless you richly. If there's somebody who wants to speak to you or ask you to pray for them, if you're willing to do that, will you give contact details?
Yes, of course. My email address is jochopalay17@gmail.com. Or if you need prayer, my cell phone number is 0744-824-105. Or you can invite me or contact me on Facebook. My profile name is Joey Natasha Pillay.
For your time today, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Lorraine.
God bless.